Farage, "We must end globalist drive to outsource people's sovereignty to elites." By Victoria Friedman on July 1, 2019. Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage has said that patriots must end the globalist drive to outsource decision-making to supranational bodies like the EU, warning that the elites want to see the nation-state dissolved. Speaking to American conservative activist Candace Owens in a Prageru interview aired Sunday, Mr. Farage explained that Brexit was a fight back against European institutions determining Britain's future for them, with the United Kingdom battling to become a normal nation again, one that is the master of its own destiny. Brexit is saying, we want to govern our own country. We want to make our own laws. We want to live in democracy. And we want the people who make the decisions who affect our lives to be directly accountable to us. We want to be able to sack them at the next election. With the European Commission, you can't do that, Mr. Farage explained on the Candace Owens show. The Brexit campaigner observed that across Europe, notably in Hungary and Italy, there has been a resurgence of conservatism and pro-democracy movements, and expressed a hope that, post-Brexit, the United Kingdom and European nations could trade and cooperate freely as neighbors and friends in a relationship between fellow sovereign nations. However, he also warned that we've got to end this globalist drive to give away the ability to determine our own futures. The whole thing's effectively bought and paid for by a handful of giant multinational companies, one or two very rich individuals. And they basically would like to see the nation-state almost be dissolved. It's why in many ways the Trump victory was so important. Because Hillary Clinton was completely sold on this European project, he added. The European Union agenda is basically a prototype for a bigger form of global government and cooperation. Clinton actually said to her friends in Wall Street that she wanted America to join a hemispheric common market. Because she is a globalist. Mr. Farage also remarked that the left progressives had failed to accept the British people's vote to leave the European Union or President Donald Trump's election victory. And, 3 years later, we're still clinging onto a hope that both breakthroughs for democracy were just short-term phenomena and that normal service will be resumed at the next election. But the Brexit Party leader maintained that the British vote to leave the EU, Trump, and the European Conservative revival mark a permanent change where the little guy takes back control of his country and destiny. We're going win, Mr. Farage declared, adding, I think we're on course to heading back towards a Western world that is more democratic, that is more responsive to what people want. On Sunday, the Brexit Party unveiled its British parliamentary candidates at its Big Vision rally. The party also unveiled its signature policies, including investment in the country's north, direct democracy, and reforms of the voting system, civil service, and funding of the BBC. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.